This is Figuring It Out, a podcast by Pool House New York and hosted by me, Andrew. In this podcast, we're going to dig a little deeper on the topics we discuss on Instagram. I hope you tag along for the ride. I have a feeling it's going to be a good one. In this episode, I want to talk about regret. Regret is something we're reluctant to admit we have. The general consensus is that the best way to live life is to live without regret. But I think a mature life is a life that embraces regret. It's a life that learns from the past and promises to never make the same mistakes again. And this is hard. It's hard to get to a place where regret isn't debilitating. Sometimes it can make us unappreciative of where we are. But I think this is only one interpretation and use of regret. I think regret can also make us appreciate the present even more. It can remind us not to squander the opportunities and the beauty that is still around us. In my own life, I don't have a lot of regrets, but I do have some. This morning, I was reminded of one of them. I was talking to my mom, and we were flipping through some of her old pictures. She was showing me a vacation she went on with my sister a couple years ago. And we're going through these pictures and she just looked so happy. And it reminded me of where I was during this time. I was busy working or my social life. It reminded me that back then I really didn't appreciate my family as much as I should have. And that breaks my heart. I regret that wholeheartedly. It's something that I'm trying not to ever do again. You see, back when I was in college and in law school, and when I was an attorney, my priorities were so misaligned. I was so concerned about my image and my social circle and my professional career. I was consumed in it, and it made me miss out on so many beautiful things with so many beautiful people, and I'll never get those times back. But there's a silver lining, because reminding myself of these times by reminding myself that I regret the things I did and the things I cared about, I'm now able to appreciate and savor the times I have with my mom and family even more now. I don't think I can have a better relationship with them than I do right now. And I realize I might not have been able to get to this point had I not made those mistakes. I think I needed to squander those times in order to appreciate what I have. Sometimes these lessons are buried down so deep inside us, and we really need to make some mistakes or fall or chip away at all that dirt to get to the core values and truths that we were always meant to discover. Sometimes we need to go through those hard lessons. And so this leaves us at a crossroad. Maybe we have regrets. Maybe there are things we wish we could change. But maybe we can't. Maybe there was never a way we could change those things. Maybe we needed to make those mistakes. In fact, I believe we had to make those mistakes. But that doesn't mean we can't regret them. That doesn't mean we can't accept them for what they are. Real maturity is being able to embrace the things we wish we could have changed. It's being able to be honest with ourselves about our past. It's about being honest with the mistakes we made and to own up to them. And then the other side of that coin is to also embrace the fact that you and me, we had to make those mistakes. We had to go through those hard lessons. Otherwise, we never would have learned them. Now that we're older, we can use those lessons. We can use them to appreciate where we are so much more. We can use them to guide us to a better tomorrow. Therefore, when used properly, regret can be a heartbreaking force for change. It can be like a potent spice. A little bit will wake us up. It can open our eyes to the things we might have missed, and it can point us in a better direction. But we can't let our regrets or mistakes debilitate us. We can't let them stop us from carrying on. We have to use them as tools to become larger and more generous than we were before. We have to use them so we can leave this beautiful world better than we found it. If you're enjoying this podcast, I want to invite you to subscribe to my newsletter. I'll be going into more detail on some of the things I talk about here and on Instagram. Links to the newsletter will be in the description. Music for this episode was composed by Harold Malcolm. You can follow him on Instagram @HaroldMalcolm. I hope you all have a great rest of your day. Bye.